guess an entire civilization isn't going to die tonight. More important than that is to all the pro-Israel conservatives out there online right now, rubbing it in people's faces, people like me, that we were wrong and you were right. I want to congratulate you. I'm very happy for you that you get to feel that you were right and we were wrong. How foolish of us. And by the way, you knew it because you're clearly smarter. We erroneously thought Trump might do what he said he will do. But because you're smarter, you realize he's not going to do that. You've watched him promise to release the Epstein files and not do that. You've watched him say, we're going to do no more new wars. He didn't do that. So you caught on quicker because you're smarter. So congratulations to you. I'm very happy for you. Now, if you care to understand what our actual concern was, and my guess is you don't, but in case you do, let me share it with you. When President Trump said an entire civilization will die tonight unless, yeah, some of us thought that might happen because he said that was going to happen. Grateful that it didn't happen. Secondarily, there was a concern that is still justified. The concern is this. We're going to end an entire civilization. They're all going to die tonight. Innocent people. That's very immoral. Yes, it's a war crime, all the things above man's law is God's law. That is a very immoral thing for anyone to say, even if they don't mean it. Now, just so you can better understand, imagine that you look over, you're at a coffee shop, and you see a man approach a woman. He's hitting on her, and he says something to her like, I'll rape you if you don't go out on a date with me. And you're like, what an incredibly terrible thing. And the guy next to you says, no, don't worry. He doesn't mean he's not actually going to do that. And you watch the lady say, yes, I'll go out on a date with you. You might have the decency to say, yeah, I guess that kind of tyrannical threat, that immoral threat is, it's just the wrong thing to do. If you didn't see it that way and you're like, no, that's actually a dating strategy. I use it myself. If you see it that way, agree to disagree. But in the hopes that I could offer an opportunity to understand our concerns, if you care to understand them, there is that analogy. So with that said, I'm going to close by saying I am not a Trump hater. I really support so much of what that man has done. I so admire what he's been through, the adversity that he's overcome. However, I like to call balls and strikes. If he does things I like, I'm going to say it as such. If he does things that I don't like, I will say it as such. There are three principal things he's done that I don't like. They're massive betrayals. Number one, he protected Epstein criminals, very objectively so. Number two, he started a war with Iran. Number three, you'll disagree, he sold out American interests to Israel. I really don't like President Trump's stances on those, his decisions, his actions. I will call balls and strikes. I see a lot of pro-Israel conservatives now all of a sudden seemingly not willing to call balls and strikes on President Trump. Seemingly 100% of everything he does, you happen to be in agreement with. Now, the odds of that being genuine are very low.
That's exactly right. That's the great J.P. Sears breaking down the absurdity of the argument in the way that only he can. On the other side, Lebanon John joins me with some exclusive information, latest update.